Hey everyone, welcome to the Winner Circle. My name is Brianna Winner and I'm with the ESBC Podcast Network here with your Angels Report for the week. So obviously there are outbreaks popping up within the league as we saw the Marlins, the Phillies, and Cardinals all got shut down for a certain amount of games this week. And no one knows how long the season will continue, but all except those three teams, the second week of games had concluded. Some fared better than others and the Angels are now last in the AL West. The Angels finished the second week of play with an overall record of 3-7, but we were able to see some good things come out of it. So we know that they can compete with the top teams in the West, as they now have had three international tiebreaker games, showing that they can take teams into extras. Their bullpen can put in the work when they need to, and Shohei Ohtani and Anthony Rendon both hit their first home runs of the season. We also saw that Albert Pujols still has it, as he hit a grand slam in the final game of the Astros series over the weekend. Obviously, Mike Trout was missing for the final four games of these 10 games, as he was placed on the paternity list before being placed onto the restricted list prior to Sunday's game. So congrats are in order for Trout, as he is now a father to a healthy baby boy named Beckham Aaron, who was born on July 30th, the first day that he was on the paternity list. Trout has been activated, and he rejoined the team yesterday for their flight out to Seattle just in time for their six-game road trip starting tonight. And after the Seattle Mariners, they will continue on to play the Texas Rangers in Texas. Ohtani did noticeably better in this second outing as he was able to record five outs, but he was taken out after letting two runs come in the second inning. Both runs came in after he walked five straight, but the first run scored off of a walk should have been the third out. Ohtani also recorded three strikeouts, and he was throwing noticeably faster this time around. Throughout the Sunday's game, the strike zone changed and was inconsistent for the two teams, but was more so with the Angels as they were getting more calls against them on defense, and obviously those calls reciprocated on offense. However, Sunday night, it was announced that Ohtani was having an MRI done on his pitching arm as he had reported some discomfort. It came back as an arm flexor strain, and he will not be able to pitch for 4 to 6 weeks, but will still be listed as day-to-day as a designated hitter. Even with this, Madden told the OC Register that he saw some positive signs. The velocity was much better, the slider was much better. It just seemed he tried to hit the edges too much, but threw the ball so much better. The source also told MLB.com that the Angels' top overall prospect, Joe Adell, was getting called up and will join Trout in the outfield. In AAA, Adell hit an average 264 in 27 games and joined some of the intra-squad games over the summer. Hopefully this day off will do the team well, especially the overworked bullpen. There have been between 7 to 9 pitchers in one game consistently through the last week and a half of play, so this day off is just what they needed. Again, this is Brianna Winner with the ESBC Podcast Network. Everyone stay safe and have a good rest of your week. I'm the best there is.